Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight, we welcome Emmy-nominated actor Teo Panglis. Teo has portrayed Andre and Tony DiMera on Days of Our Lives for over 35 years. His other soap appearances include General Hospital. Hello.
Hi. There he is. There's the man of mystery.
There he is. Hello.
Yeah, be more excited, Marianne.
Yeah, you have to have more.
Yes.
Tension in when you express that. It just sounds like you're reading it.
Oh, well, I was reading your introduction, but I guess you need no introduction, right?
That's right. Or Marianne, you could do it like this. You could do it breathlessly like the Diva of Duel is pleased to have Teo Panglis back.
I've been studying lines.
Yes.
Is this Andre? Oh. Is it Andre?
Are we getting Andre tonight, or who are we getting? Like, Andre's like a box of chocolates. You never know who you're going to get. Is he going to be funny? Is he going to be funny? Is he going to be... Wait a minute. Is he going to be funny? Is he going to be sweet? Is he going to be devilish? Kind of like Teo. So.
As if we start from... Who knows where it goes?
That's right. That's what's fun.
I was going to tell you that I had lunch with Deidre and her sons today.
Oh,
haven't done that in a while. But, it was nice. It was really nice. She was in good form. It's nice to see her outside the studio. But we conversed. It's funny, you know, when people have traveled, they want to talk about that. Because it's always, it always reminds people of the discoveries they made, you know, because journeys are always discoveries.
Oh. Did they just get back from a trip?
Well, the son went, I think he lived, one of the sons lived in Paris for a while, but he's been to a lot of great places, and we were talking about Cuba and about the days I go, and, you know, I've got that out of my system. Travel is the places I want. It's just not safe anymore, you know.
But you went anyway, even though people were telling you not to go to Egypt. You still went, and you were glad you did.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Deidre's boys about sharpening your tools, you know, which you call your instincts.
Right.
When you when you've reached as far as I have in years, you comfortably you know some things just by having experience. Life. So you look at those things and they're your tools. So, you know, at this stage, if I can't make my decisions, I don't know why I've lived all those years, you know. So those journeys always sharpen your tools, and they got it. So it was kind of nice to see young people get the journeys rather than in my day people used to go to places to play, you know, not to explore. So there's a difference. You know, I like to combine both. You know, you go overseas, but you spend one day studying where you're going to go, and then when you get there, you know what you're looking at and what they're talking about, and then you have a day off, and you can do the lunches, you can do the shopping, you know, but you just break it up day after day, and that's how I worked at it, and it always was successful to me rather than driving through everything. You know, people want to go to so many places. They only touch the surface, and so it was actually Jack Betts who said to me when we were in this cave where the Virgin Mary and Joseph and the child were in, and to sit in those places, and I was leaving, and Jack said, no, please, let's sit, let's take it in, we'll never come through here again, probably. You know, those things are important. And I think when you come back to your work, it makes your work that much more interesting, because you've become more interesting. More interesting.
I think a lot of people when they travel, they're in a hurry to see everything, so they're running from one tourist attraction to another, and they're not taking the time, like you said, to take it in and to learn and to explore. You know,
I don't know why.
Fulfilling.
When in the streets people are working on their phones, crossing the street, either talking or texting. You know, we're a society of distractions, and I just wish people would just put it away for a day, you know, not have to do it. You know, it becomes part of you, which it almost becomes on top of you. It's very narcissistic, the phone and all its stuff. Great to be able to get to places and talk to friends, and you know, but not when you're driving or when you're walking. I mean, it's like, what happened to us? I'd be listening. But anyway, so I'm now trying to work out what I'm going to do with this script. I mean, it's very good. I have to say, the new writers are doing great. It's you know what it is? It's adult.
Good.
It's adult. Good. And more Andre? Because we haven't been seeing Andre for the last couple of weeks too much.
Probably
be
in and out. But, you know, it's also a guarantee. But I think now with this new writer, and also Sherry there is very good. You know, it's good when you have somebody in the room who can correct something that isn't made as a mistake otherwise, you know?
It's great that they have Sherry, as a creative consultant, and as well as Ryan Kwan, because even though they are coming from different perspectives, they've both been involved with the show for a number of years off, you know, at one point or another. And so since Ron's coming in kind of without having been part of the show ever before, it showed that that Ken wanted to make sure that there was integrity to the scripts and the stories and the characters. At least that's the way I feel. I don't know.
Yes, I think they realize that the people who watch our show are the vets, because of the vets.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
oh, yeah.
You know, it is a family connection, in a sense, because you've lived with these people most of your life. So, when it goes through changes, you have to make adjustments. So people don't like to make adjustments, especially when a character leaves, especially when it's killed off. But, you know, when somebody's going to die on the show, I don't say anything anymore, because I've done it so many times, I just go, oh, okay.
Okay.
Another
transition.
You'll be back. But, but I have to say, it's the best it's ever been company-wise. You know, the actors there are real nice. There's no diva. There's no bitch.
Well, that's good. Well, there's always one or two, isn't there? Right?
But you don't see drama on our sets, you know. I mean, you just don't. Mm. It's a wonderful environment, the crew. I like making them laugh. I say cheeky things to them. But, you know, it's warming up the room and warms you up, because you're doing everything quickly and you better be in it. So you find ways of getting into the scene and with what you've been given, you know. But, you know, sometimes they go fast. Not sometimes. They go fast. It is,
and
it
faster.
Is the,
you have to be prepared. Right?
Well, you know, some people can still look at their scripts and know their stuff quickly. I can't. I can be smart in some things, but when learning lines, the way I've worked is I first have to dig into it. You know, I just don't learn the lines. I've got to find things. Some actors play themselves, and that's enough. But, you know, those of us who want to discover, you know, it's always good. That keeps you alive, you know, the curiosity. You know, Deidre and I were talking about that today. You know, when you get older, what keeps you going?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
ask that one day in an interview, and she said, "What keeps you going?" She says, "Curiosity."
Mm.
You know, when
oh,
you lose
you're
curiosity,
still good.
You're still unraveling
that.
The mysteries. You're still unraveling the mysteries. Mm-hmm. I guess
yeah.
only when you stop doing that, you stop living.
Right. You know, you said people.
Right.
That's why older people like to give themselves chores of some type. You know, involvements. Otherwise, you know, they.
Right.
You know, it's not the society points you and say you're old. You know,
yeah.
people have to find their own. You know, mm-hmm. if that's what we've been given, we can change things. We still vote, but isn't politics right now just so delicious and scary?
Oh yeah, yeah.
But going to that.
So yeah.
So has anybody come to the party, or is this?
Are you ready to take some callers?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay.
He's bored with us already, Marianne.
I know. Jeez. It's just
you ever
what we Marianne and Anna.
Oh, no, you don't have to. You're not ready to call us. By all means, and if you have questions, throw them at me.
I actually do have a question, though. I would
go
like
ahead,
that.
Anna.
You know, I got to thinking about it, and I was just wondering, maybe you've put things out there before and I just didn't see them or whatever, but I thought, you know, I wonder what part music plays in Taya's life, if at all. I would imagine it would on some things, and I was just wondering, because, I mean, you're mentioning working out and things like that. Do you listen to music when you work out? What kinds of music do you have any music that you listen to in your car? I was just kind of curious, like, because you seem to be very tapped into all the senses. But I've never really caught on to anything, I've never really latched on to anything in particular that you've said about that. So I kind of wanted to find out more about your musical tastes and all that.
Well, it's an important part of my life. When I was 14, my parents couldn't afford to get a record player. And I love soundtracks. I used to love going to the movies, and when there was a big soundtrack, you know, that was had imagination and it was big and beautiful, like Ben
Hur.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
oh,
I
yeah.
love that. So I went. I worked at a shop at 14 in a movie theater and I sold candy and ice cream, and I saved enough money to buy my own record player. And a nice piece of furniture so that my mother would be pleased.
Oh.
And albums. And all five albums were soundtracks. How the West was won. Oh. So I like, you know, I've always loved that about American movies. And so I play that. When I'm writing, depending on the mood I'm in, I'll find a track. But I don't want singing. I just want
mm-hmm.
music. The music helps me go into the mood that I want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
But I have guests, you know, I play Greek music. I'll play, very rarely will I play opera. I like arias, but I don't like listening to opera. I like, you know, listening to Sondheim. But I spend a lot of time listening to Greek music and soundtracks. That's my main two. And
okay.
So,
now, do you listen to music when you're lifting weights and stuff like that? Do you use that as a motivation? I know for me, I can't get on the treadmill or something if I don't have music playing of some sort, because it just helps take
exercise.
My mind off of it or whatever. Yeah. So I was just curious. Or is that just time I know you do a lot of, you know, you're very thoughtful too. So maybe it's a time you like the silence. I'm just curious if you.
No, I like music because it puts me in a good mood, and exercising.
Yeah.
Or
yes,
I wish, you know, exercising is a bore, but you know, I do.
Did you enjoy La La Land?
I did.
Oh,
I
good.
Did. You know, it was
I
like.
I haven't
do you
seen
recommend
it,
it?
Yet, but it sounds good.
Ooh. Oh yes, it's too amateur. Doing life, expressing life through dance, music. I mean, I thought it was just wonderful. It just was magic, you know, because You know, and it does affect you emotionally, you know. But those two actors, you know, I love this director, you know, he just reached into them and, you know, they came out. You know, simplicity is not an easy thing to attain, you know. You have to find it. And it may be complicated first, but when it becomes simple, it's like that. And I always thought those two actors had it. So I thought that were great.
Oh, well, they're great.
I think Meryl's the best.
Okay. Well, I did want to, that is something that had crossed my mind. I really wanted to know more about your thoughts on all that. So, all right. Now,
I'll take some callers. Now, I'll save some questions for later. So we'll take some callers. How's that? Okay.
No, go ahead.
Well, now I'll save my questions for later. I got quite a few callers here. We'll make sure we get them on. Okay. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Marianne. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire. You made it.
Got the bond?
I did, and I'm probably going to lose you guys on Benedict in about 2 minutes, so I'm glad you picked me when you did. Hi, guys. I actually don't have one. Hi, how are you? I saw you last at La Scala.
Yes.
Marianne, did Teo tell you that story? Teo, you want to tell him that story?
No, you tell him.
Okay.
She thought I didn't recognize.
Okay.
No, because I worked in Beverly Hills, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine, we were going to lunch, and this was back in December, and we're walking across the courtyard between my office building and the next street. And I look up and I'm like, wait a minute, that's Teo walking towards us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of pointed at him because I didn't want to be in Beverly Hills. It's like there's a million people here. So I kind of pointed at him and he looked at me. He's like, okay. And then he realized, he's like, oh, it's you. And he was trying to find his way to La Scala. So we helped him get to La Scala. And then later on I said to Heather, he doesn't remember my name. She's like, of course he does. So we were laughing about that.
You have to
realize
that, you know, the amount of people we have to, that we connect to. And I think one of the most difficult things for me is that I recognize faces. I don't always remember people's names because we meet so many people.
I think a lot of us are like that.
Of course.
I hope it's not a serious at the moment, but I do. It happens.
Claire was one of the, you were one of the lovelies way back when, right, Claire? And Heather?
I go
way back.
Heather, and I was like the third member of the fan club when Lee started it back in the day.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's been a year or two. It's been a few years. I go back to Victor Cassadine in the first 6 months. It's been a minute. But, that whole time, that was fun back then.
It was, and I have to say, that was a great thing to play, you know. I love John Carlos. He was just wonderful, who played Mikos. And And Lanzart, who played Tony. He was sweet. And having all those new characters, and there was all this bizarre going on, you know, and Elizabeth Taylor coming in. And it was the height. But I must say, Days is, I mean, you know, to sustain, you know, that 52 years, it's amazing. And you know you make mistakes, but, you know, it's a serial, and so it goes fast. And everything's fast. Just like, you know, you stop over and have, because in those days they used to have pubs open watching pizza, serving pizza and General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was quite something those days. But, you know, those of us who've survived and stayed in the game, I don't know. There's no one like you. You can't be easily replaced. I'm talking about the vets, you know. You replace Deidre Hall or hug, you know, Ish Alfonso, Kate, you know, Lauren, Oscar. These are iconic characters for the show. And Maggie, you know, and Bill and Susan Hayes, you know. So it's good, you know, because the best is when you get older. The trouble is, you know, you don't always look as good as when you were a certain age, but it's where you've learned a lot. You got a chance to experience a lot of things. And then, you know, you turn around and you got to share it or be an example.
Well, you know, the alternative is worse, right? There's no crime in getting older. We all get there.
That's what they don't realize. You know, when you're young, you kind of think, oh, that's forever, you know.
Right.
Before you pass age, and the years start going by quickly. You may be slow, but the years go quickly when you're older.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
And I think because in our youth, you know, we had to go to school those hours, and they dragged. You know, studying dragged. But I'm still studying, you see. That's never ending.
Well, you know, when you stop, I think they said it earlier, when you stop learning and changing, and it's never too late to learn new things. Why would we? You know, because then
we're always learning. Every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know I am.
Well, that's why I like other cultures, you know. I love to sit in a cafe and see other cultures. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting study, you know, for a person who's an actor or a writer or that observation has something to do with your creativity. I enjoy, that's why I enjoy New York so much, but I would never live there again.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, you know, it's young for young, you know, moving around. I mean, I love the walking. That's what I loved about New York. But it is a city. It's exhausting, that city. The noise factor, just the noise, is an aberration. You know, the Chinese always said that noise, keep away from noise, noisy people, because what they're doing really is sucking up your energy. So, that's why I probably like monasteries, because nobody talks.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's interesting.
But then you see your ego. It's interesting, the ego. Ego will try to trip you. So, you know, when I go to the monasteries and have those quiet times, my ego is talking to me in my head. I tell it to piss off.
Stay away for one day or two, huh?
Yeah, but I have to tell you one story, you know, because I wear glasses, and in the monastery that I went to in Mount Athos, which is the most enlightened monastery in Christendom, and when I went there, and I finally went to a beautiful Greek monastery called Vatopedi, and I went there, and it started with the Virgin Mary, who got... She and the Apostle John were going to visit Lazarus in Crete. And the boat in the Aegean happened, because it gets rough there, it came into the peninsula. And there are three peninsulas, but the top one is Mount Athos, they called it. But she thought it was so beautiful that she blessed it and said that this should be a place for the church. So... the monastery I went to in last July in outside of Cairo, that's where it all began. That was where monasticism started. And so I got, when you spend time with monks, it's just something you understand, not just about them, but about yourself, because you're allowed to listen to your thoughts and to let things go. And by the time I went to the Mount Athos one, they had a belt that belonged to the Virgin Mary, and it performs miracles. And so Putin, the head of Russia, as we know, his daughter was dying of cancer. So they went, and the bishop of the church took the sacred belt across the water because no woman is permitted on the island, on the peninsula. And this belt worked miracles, and she survived. It healed her. Mm-hmm. And because it's in present time, it's not like some myth, and it healed her. And he was so thankful that he gave this monastery that was beginning to have, because it's so old, it's over 1,000 years old, have problems. And so he gave them millions. And I remember saying to one of the monks, I said, oh, he says, yes, the Putin helped us tremendously. I said, but, you know, he's also an assassin, a murderer, you know. He says, we don't need to know about that. I said, oh. So I thought that was interesting. It survives the church, but they don't want to know the truth about this particular man because it's like anything. You help somebody, they don't want to know about the bottom line, you know.
Right.
And but I thought hypocrisy even in monasteries exists.
Even in monasteries, yeah. It's all the money, right?
Money, listen, if it helps save a cause, yeah, sure. But I don't know if you're supposed to be having a direct connection to God because you are in the monastery, how, and that doesn't bother you, or you won't allow your consciousness to let it bring to the, your unconscious to bring to the surface, because then you would have to deal with the truth of the matter, which is a crime, and men have died for that money. So it's like here, you know, look at what we're doing, you know, the deals we make. A distraction. But I love the people. I love the fact that we live in a time, a society, young people who, I mean, they did it here in the 60s, but to see people come out for causes, not just for what's going on now, but, you know, even for the black cause, for guns, you know, the society will save us. Because it's been taught to have ethics, even though we screw around, it does teach us ethics. It's part of the family upbringing, I think. And ethics are very important because then you have boundaries, and then you understand, you know, who and how you should talk to someone who's talking to you, how you address them. I mean, you notice now because he's become president, people respond differently to President Trump. Just like, you know. When I was in the monastery, they gave me a suite. And I said, oh. They said, oh, yes, this is Prince Charles stayed here. So he was this sacred space that I was sitting in. And it makes a difference, I suppose, when it has some kind of resonance, you know, when it has a history to it, as opposed to, oh, here's the room. Prince Charles stayed here. And my journalist friend, Alkinos, they gave him the room that the king of Greece, who's no longer the king, stayed at. So, anybody else waiting?
Yeah, well, Claire, thanks for calling,
hello.
Dear.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah,
I'll
you
talk
still
to you
there?
Later.
We didn't lose you.
Oh,
I am.
Okay.
Gone, I'm
all
sorry.
Right,
yeah.
No, all okay, right. It's fine. Go on, move on to other callers. Have fun.
We love listening to your
stories.
Oh, I love.
Take care.
Thanks, Claire.
Bye.
So your third book is going to be about monasteries, right? Is that what you're kind of writing now about?
I know. I may, because of places and because I enjoy places, I think there are certain journeys. Except with this, I think I'll combine a recipe I've taken from each culture that I will put at the end of each chapter, like a Bourdain, except he would have put food up first and then the journey.
Okay.
I would do the reverse. I find the culture more interesting, and then the food will be the celebration of that time.
Okay, kind of like the cultures and cuisine that you had been talking about before, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's get somebody else on here. Christy?
It's Jan then.
Hello?
Hello.
Christy?
This is Christy Smith from West Virginia.
Oh, hello. Your comments are always interesting.
Oh, well, thank you. I was so glad to hear you talking about the monastery because I have so much respect for you, your kindness, and your spirituality, and the faith. And I'm going to mention something that you did for our family, and you don't even know us. My oldest son, when Theo was at, I think it was Mount Athos, and you were lighting the candles.
Yeah.
In the monastery. You were snowed in.
Right.
My oldest son was in a car accident, and we almost lost him. And I wrote to Theo, and I said, I'm so frightened. And you said, I will write him, I will light him a candle and ask that he pull through with faith. And it was, oh, Jared, I'm talking about you. And it was so kind of you to do such a selfless act while you were on your journey for my family who was going through a very different journey. And everything turned out wonderful. he's well. Everything's fine. It's been a month or five weeks ago or something like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's lovely. That's always nice to hear. When it resolves into something positive. I go to these places. I mean, I'm not a person who goes to a church a lot to do. But monasteries and churches are part of the journeys I take elsewhere. I do go to the Greek Orthodox Church here in Los Angeles at Easter. But I'm not a person who likes public displays of things. I like when I went to the cathedral in Paris, the Notre Dame, the sound in there. But when you looked at those walls and the history from the 13th century, no, it would be the 14th century. What has taken place in those years? Because that's when French history was at its peak, with all the Louis kings, and the our society was very ostentatious and powerful. But the manners and the way and they were not clean, you know. They like the English, they should wash, because if you wash, you can catch a cold and die. So they refrained to not wash. I mean, you know. So anyway, so when you sit there and you look at a cathedral and it has that history that all the great kings that went through there, and then they play the choir, it is really amazing.
Very humbling, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think it's always important. Like, I read up on the cathedral before I went, or if I read up on things before I see them. Makes it that much more interesting, rather than
your
looking
writing
at something
is
what it is.
Your writing is phenomenal. I'm excited to hear about your new book that you are writing. And another question.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I do have one other question before we get off of here, if I could. Do you have a place, an office, that you can sign your books from and send out?
Yes. I mean, I had book signings. But if someone asks me, or a friend says, oh, I have a friend who'd like your book, and sign it to them, I do it here, yeah. I have part of a loft part. It's a small loft that's above the living room that I use as my office, because it's very open. Mm-hmm. And that's where I do things on. And it's funny, the desk that I got, my God, in the 70s, from an is the identical copy of Louis the 14th. That was the king.
Yeah.
It is black and lacquer and a black leather top with gold embossed in it, and 18th century French legs. And I don't usually go for French things, but I like Napoleon. I like the period that Napoleon art came through, where they took the neoclassical design and brought in, because they're highly influenced, he was, by Egypt. That's why a lot of the stuff during the Napoleonic age has a lot of Egyptian influence.
Yes. Okay, well, if sometime if you can put down, I don't know if you want to put that out publicly or something where people can send the book that they have bought to you and mm-hmm. you can sign them and send them back, because none of your signings, like I said, I'm all the way over on the East Coast in West Virginia.
He needs to come to the East Coast.
That would be nice.
He can come to yeah. You're not far from me. I'm in Pennsylvania, so.
How is the weather on the East?
New York.
Yeah. How is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold.
It's cold.
It's very, very cold.
It's very cold.
Some parts got hit snow, but we didn't get it here in the Appalachian Mountains. That is what they thought.
Here it's in the 80s here.
Oh, my.
Oh, be quiet.
Jealous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you for calling.
Thanks,
nice
Christy.
You're welcome. Thank you for speaking with
Thanks.
Me, and it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Christy. We appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. It. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Okay. More callers. Okay, I think this is Dama. Hi, Dama.
Oh, my God, it's Dama.
Oh.
How is she?
Hi, Dama.
How are you?
She there? Maybe she's not.
She sounds far away. We can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Yeah,
so
very
low,
maybe. Like barely.
Can I hear you now?
No.
No? You want to try calling, maybe hanging up and call him back? And we'll get some.
Can you hear me?
Try you again?
Okay,
now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Better?
Now.
Yep, go ahead. Oh, no.
Hello?
We lost her.
Oh,
shoot. No, we lost her. Yeah, let me bring on. Here's Sabina.
Bye.
Sabina.
Hello. Hi, Tim.
Hello. Lady, the red dress.
Yes.
Oh, he remembers.
I'm here with Tim, my date
tonight. Oh,
that
Tim,
night.
Hi, Tim.
Hello, Theo. Theo.
Theo. Hello.
Theo.
How are you? How's
We're
she
great.
Treating you? How is she treating you?
Better.
She's treating
Thank
you better. She should.
Better.
She's blessed. She's blessed to
I
know
am.
You, Tim. Think that. Let her believe that. You live up to it.
No, I do believe that. I really do. I have to say that you were so much fun at that event. It was a blast. The event was so much fun, and I look forward to the next one and the next one. Of course, I go to all the events that I can.
Well, I thought what I liked about it was the intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, you got to see and meet, talk to people on a casual basis, and rather than shaking hands and giving you an autograph.
Right. Yeah, I like those the best.
We were. It is to mix with all these people you don't know who know you, but you don't know them. Some you recognize from the social media, but when you don't, and people come up to you, it's interesting how you behave in front of people you don't know who know you, or they think they know you. And that's where you make friends. And at least in this group, everybody was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the truth.
It would be great to have you on the upcoming cruise.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast. I can't wait for the cruise.
I know you don't
how
like
long
to
is
be
it?
Trapped. It's only like a 3-day. It's 4 days and 3 nights.
And then you're on the same boat as all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Except we have a separated section where we'll be.
Yeah, we'll have events where we're separated from the rest of the crew. And we can hide.
And we can have our...
And I heard that the excursion at Cozumel is going to be fabulous. They're working on a really awesome excursion just for our group that we get to do. I have no idea what it is, but if it's what I think it may be, that is going to be amazing.
What do you think it is?
Well, I actually went on a cruise a long time ago, and Cozumel was our last stop, and the excursion that we decided to go on was a private island party with the best Mexican buffet of food I've ever had. And it was, you know, on a beautiful beach secluded in the Gulf of Mexico. It was just simply amazing, and I would love for that to be the case, but I don't know. It could be something different. But whatever it is, it's going to be fun. That's all I know.
And who's going to it? Which of the actors?
It's going to be Christopher Shaw and Eric Martsoff so far.
Yeah, well, they're always there because they manage them.
True. Well, yeah, Eric is at every event.
Both,
he'll be at the
both.
One in Charlotte.
But both those guys are absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love them. I love everybody that I've met from the show. I've met so many. I'm going to meet some more in Charlotte for the first time. And I got to say that meeting all of you guys has made me feel like more of a part of the Days of Our Lives family than ever before. So it's been amazing, and it's been a dream come true for me, actually. I've always wanted to meet everybody. So...
it got me hooked.
Yeah, I've got him watching the show. Somehow he just got sucked in, just like me.
Right. It's like you said, it's a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose. Most of the actors on our show are nice people. I shouldn't say most. They're all very nice. The crew's very nice. You know, depending on what your story is, if it's an exciting story, you're excited, your fellow actors are excited. But if your story is, you have to persevere, that's harder. But, you know, because of social media, we're able and they're able to communicate with us rather than, you know, all those fan letters that used to come to the in the past. But you don't have the time to really answer all the questions. You just don't, because the amount of time you have to study the lines you do and all the scenes you have to know back to back, is it's all changed.
Anyway. And it's very fast. A lot faster pace. Well, on a personal level, I would love to ask you, I've been to Cuba 3 times, and I wanted to find out, when you went, what was your favorite area of Cuba?
In Havana, I would say in the square, the area where all major hotels, they don't have a lot of hotels, but they have the hotel. Near it is the Museum of the Revolution, which is interesting because of its content in black and white, almost how they fought in the war. The museum is all about the way the people had been, photographs of people who had been pressured into becoming communist, really, at the time. And so there's a lot of bloody photographs and interesting instruments. Even though it took place, you know, when it did, it still is history. Great museums. You also have the government building right there, and some good restaurants are out there now, whereas they didn't before. In the last 4 or 5 years, they've come into making these restaurants. One place has 3 different types of restaurants in different floors.
Yes.
So when you're ready to go, I could put you onto a travel agent who deals with Cuban travel.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. Well, she has my email. You can send me the info when you're going, and see what I can find out.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Sabina, and have fun on the cruise. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you. I was excited to see that you were having Tao on again, so I was like, yay, my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
always
thanks
exciting.
For calling.
Thank you
Sabina.
All. Bye, Tao.
Take care.
Great to speak with you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I think we have Dama back, maybe. Hi, Dama.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
You sound
like
far away. Sound like you're in Seattle. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's very hard to hear
right
here. There you go. You want to say something or ask something? See if we can hear you.
Hello?
No, it's not working, Dama. She's having problems. We'll bring on someone else. This is Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hello, Angela.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
I said we're getting there.
Yes. I wanted to say, honestly, it's not very original because everyone else is thanking you too, but I wanted to say as well that I just thoroughly am enjoying your tweets and the fact that you shared so much of your trip with us. It was really interesting. I was always kind of looking forward to seeing what was going to be on my timeline while you were gone. So thank you so much for sharing your travels with us. It means a lot. And I wanted to also say I was reading your interview with Carolyn Topol online the other day, and you had kind of conveyed something, and it really kind of convicted me a little bit of you know, being concerned. Like when you were making your trip and when I knew that you were going to make your trip, I was a little bit worried about, you know, if was it going to be a safe time for you to go and so forth. I mean, again, it's none of my business and you obviously know better. But I think, you know, you had talked about in the interview a little bit about just, you know, how discouraging that was because you were looking so forward to the trip. And I know you thoroughly enjoyed it. But, you know, having someone be too concerned, you know, again, after you've made an adult decision about whether you were going or not. And obviously you were right. You know, you had the right guides and the people and knew where to go and where not to go. And so it's going to help me to kind of maybe close my mouth a little bit more with folks when I'm a little bit concerned about something they're doing. Because obviously you knew best, and I think we were all the better for you making that journey and sharing it with us. So thank you on that very much.
Wow, thank you. Well, you know, you never know what you're going to experience when you come back. I always believe, as I found out, that when you leave your front door, the door you come back into and that you come through, it's not going to be the same. You know, the old saying about, it's not how much you've achieved in your life, but about the distance you've traveled from the point of where you started. So when you have that in mind, your accomplishments, and that's why it makes it easier. Not everyone's going to be a star. Not everyone's going to be a million, multi-billionaire or whatever. Some things in life are just ordinary, and we make them extraordinary. So you have to find a way to make your life extraordinary if you're looking at it through an ordinary, what you deserve, what you think you can claim. Because people go to ordinary because it's easy. You know it, it's safe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, try and go out of that box and then there's a possibility of being extraordinary. I've got in my own family. I have them where they stay in the box. And then someone comes and rattles it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. It's what they may call me, a shitster.
Shitster. Oh, yes.
Well, you're getting more philosophical as things go by, aren't you, Tao?
What's that?
Are you getting a little bit more philosophical in the last couple of years, do you think?
Oh, it comes with age, especially old age.
Oh, that wisdom.
You're not,
all that wisdom.
You're not in all stage. Well, like I said, we thoroughly enjoy you on the show. We're anxious to see what Ron is going to write next. And I know you guys are, you know, excited too to hopefully to see some different writing and maybe some new adventures and new relationships. Is there anyone on the canvas, you know, now or in past years or even with your experience on General Hospital or Mission Impossible, somebody that you think is a really sharp actor that you haven't had an opportunity to work with?
Well, I thought that about...
might come on days.
Oh.
Well, could.
I don't know. I you know, Anthony Geary was one. I mean, I've worked with a lot of them. Joe was special to me because of our relationship and because of where we went together on the journey of our characters and what they gave us and what we fought for and all the things that brought people power and whip you could create, you know, because there weren't many what I call darkies like us. You know, everything was kind of middle ground thick. But then this dark family came along, dark head, where you only looked at them as being criminals. So rather than just giving you the cliche character, we had to find a way to bring our own persona into that character that they began to write. And then they followed where you were better at than what they may have thought. What is your forte, what isn't? And they begin to understand you and write for you. And your responsibility is to then take it off the page.
Well, y'all, you really did. And like I said, as far as Joe Mascolo, I think we all miss him. And it was a loss to all of us that he's gone now. But his legacy is going to live on. I don't think there'll be a day that anybody watches Dave that has been serious about watching the show over the years that won't remember. Won't remember Joe.
Okay.
I would never have classed him as one of my closest friends, but we came together to work together. I wasn't in the social scene in those days. I was also playing two characters, so I didn't have a lot of time. I mean, I'm still not very social. I like it, you know, when I see my friends, when I do. But Joe, with Joe, it's what he stood for. And that was, he never to take him for granted, that he wanted to be powerful. He wanted the moments. He was a good influence without making too much noise. But they were all scared of him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, was wonderful. But we're here to talk with you. And I just thank you so much for sharing your life and your philosophy with all of us, because we're all enjoying it. And it's just a blessing to be able to see you on our screen every week.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You take care.
Bye, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yes. Okay. All right. See if you know who this is, Teo.
No, you can't do
Hello?
That. Hello? As a fly-in. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello. Hello.
Who's that?
Excuse me, this is June. This is June, and June would like to talk to Mr. Pankles. Hello, darling. How are you? I would love to know how you learn all those lines. Dear sir, talk to your little Junie bud.
Teo, bless
you.
While I heard your voice, a sip from my tequila on the rocks.
Your tequila on the rocks, do you say?
Yes.
Oh, not a martini.
Not a martini. Are you having tequila in celebration of Cabo?
Why would I celebrate? I don't know.
Oh, you poor soul. It's your Kate.
What?
It's your Kate.
I know who it is.
You do.
I
don't
know who
it
is.
He knows who it
is. I
do. He knows.
How
just,
are you?
But Aunt, isn't it sweet of you? My God, I'm going to put you in the will. How sweet of you.
Oh, you
isn't
made
that
it,
sweet
Lauren.
Of me? Thank you. That's so nice of you. I love the artwork, so just remember that. Well, I just wanted to call in and say hello. Reading scripts and thinking of you.
Did you read the changes? What did
yes.
you
I'm not better? Talking about that. I'm not talking about that.
Oh, but there's an opportunity in there. I'm not going to give anything
what?
Away.
Go
all
ahead
right.
and talk
but,
about it, Lauren.
Yeah, it's just us. Come on, spill it. Okay.
Oh, it's just.
Go ahead. Go ahead, run your line together.
I don't. Right,
we'll watch.
Oh my God. Yeah, why not? No one's paying attention, right? It's all wonderful.
So wonderful.
Let me put it that way. It's all good. It's all good. It's gonna be. It's very interesting.
Hello?
How far ahead are we now, Theo? Is it like five? I'm trying to think of when you're going to get to see what we're we'll be taping next week.
4 or 5 months.
July.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have a lot happening.
Yeah, it gets very well when you think of where we are right now on what's air and then what is to come. There's really a lot of changes.
But
sure.
Lauren, don't you think
lots of changes?
The conversation between us is so intelligent. So interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
you know, you want to play it. We're letting you in on the way we play things, you know. When you get good dialogue and good story, then you are excited about it. When you don't, and it happens to everyone, you have to work harder to make it interesting. I must wear a bright shirt or a suit or
well,
something.
Well, I think... Too, we both have very strong characters. I mean, they're both very, you know, they're certainly full of themselves, both of them. So, I mean, there's a lot to feed it.
Oh,
you know
but
what
you,
I'm saying?
Yes,
darling.
You certainly. Darling, she said. That's how I knew.
Darling. I called you darling.
Oh, listen. But,
yes.
Oh, my. Why you test my patience. It's amazing.
What? Who Kate tests Andre's patience? What are you talking about? Did you know what Kate has to go through? I'm not even going to get into it.
What's yet?
I can't even. But
well,
look, I just wanted to
while she's fixing her hair,
she's
saying to herself, oh, what I have to put myself through. And that's what she put.
Oh, my dear. I'm going to let you get back to your conversations, though, because I know you probably have a lot of people who are waiting to talk to you.
How many scripts do you have?
And hear all your wonderful stories.
And how many scripts? You have two?
What?
You have two?
I just got the newest one, which I'm sure you have, with a really big surprise in it. Don't talk about it. But
I haven't read
it. Very surprised. You haven't? Oh.
No.
Read it.
I saw who you're working with. Interesting.
Yes.
Who you mean?
Yes. And you need to read it.
Yeah, well,
and then call me. Sorry. Sorry, ladies.
Already learned.
Oh, shoot. He didn't read it.
But see, isn't it good that we're so excited about reading scripts? And yeah, it is. It's all, because it is. It's
nice to hear you're excited about it. That's nice to hear.
I know.
You're excited
about
it.
It is a good
thing. What's coming up?
I know. That's a good thing, too, because then I feel like if we're excited, then the audience will be excited. You know, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
That's what we want. Well, I love you all. Carry on. Have a wonderful time. Have fun.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks for letting me drop in. Absolutely. And
really,
Theo.
Thank you. I'm going to be extra nice to you when I see you.
Okay, thank you, love. I'll see you on Tuesday. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sweet.
That was nice. That was a nice surprise.
It was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask.
See?
I didn't even know she knew. But
yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See, we're full.
She just wanted to
full
surprise you and send her love.
Mm-hmm.
That was very touching and thoughtful. I thought she was...
Yeah.
That was lovely.
Yes.
So who else is waiting?
Who? Here's
what's
that? Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Carolyn?
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi,
Carolyn.
Theo. How are you doing?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Now I hear the voice.
Okay.
How are you? I'm good. So thank
you. That was a wonderful interview.
Oh, thank you. It was Theo makes it easy because he just has such a wealth of knowledge. It was wonderful.
Oh.
Now, Theo, I had a totally different kind of question to ask you.
Yes.
You spend so much time entertaining so many people in so many ways. What do you do when you want to get involved and get entertained? Like, do you go to plays? Do you rather go to movies? What do you do?
Well, because a lot goes out from me, a lot of times I will watch a movie with a nice dinner. I'll have maybe some friends over. I'll go out and get myself, you know, a dozen half oysters as a way I reward myself, and then go to a movie I haven't been able to see because I don't go to the movies much. I don't have the time. So that's where I go on occasion. Someone's kind. I'd say it's common. And so that allows me to sort of, I find that most people are more on the take. People, you know, even when I go home to Australia, cousins and family, they don't do it. I'm part of an old school, I suppose. That's what you did if you didn't invite them. If they didn't invite me or do something, they weren't invited back. I was 26 and everybody else was 16 over, and I learned their manners and their time, thing about timing, being on time, 7 o'clock at night for dinner, and then at 7:45 exactly, the hors d'oeuvres, going into the dining room. So everything had its time. So, and then assisting my teacher, Milton Casellas, also was about ethics and time. So it plays a very important part in my life. I'm not saying that I'm regimented, but I know what something may take, how long it will take me through experience.
Right.
You know, but most of the time, because as you get older, I'm part of me now. I should have been retired. You know, I look at myself and I'm still working and I think, well, that's lovely. I did something right. So, and I'm still able to journey. I'm not just stuck in my, you know what happens with people? They reach a certain age, they end up retiring and they stay home. Others, and I must say it's a, like the Americans, the way they'll get into a van and travel across their country and get to know their country. I think that's kind of wonderful. But I don't think we should save it till the end. I think it's great to travel along the way because Deirdre Hall's son said to me today, it's the best education I've ever had, these journeys he took. So I think until you've gone there, you know, you don't know what's waiting for you, how you'll handle it, and then you come back and you come through your front door and it doesn't look the same. You're home, but something about you has changed. Sometimes you know it and sometimes you just let it be. But most of the time, I can't say enough about educate your children by learning other people's cultures. That will cut down on the racism, because racism is about pointing a finger with something you don't understand or something you're afraid of. So,
oh, absolutely.
Travel.
Absolutely. It's ignorance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And fear. Mm-hmm.
Fear, very much so.
I think it's lovely that when I asked how you entertain yourself, one of the things you thought of was how you would do things for other people too, like you hosting dinner. I mean, that lends itself right off the bat to knowing that you care so much about others and about other people in other cultures. I think that's why so many of us are so fond of you. It's because I think that shows with all you share. that you're willing to share. You share with your friends, you share with your fans all the time. So I'm one of them. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Oh, well, listen, thank you. It's a way to stay grounded. I mean, you know, you've seen them where they start thinking that they're more important. I remember I said to Jeffrey Tambor in class once, he had his nose in the air, and we just sit next to each other. And he came with his nose in the air. And as he sat down, I said to him, are we feeling important today? See, I don't let it go by me. Otherwise, people start believing. But, you know, he did it for a reason, and then we got to the bottom of it, and then that helped, and that was fine. But lovely, lovely person, and it was a wonderful experience to have known him. But he was an interesting lesson. It was one of my lessons. Well, I didn't. You know, I don't care who it is. I don't care how much success they've had. When you know where the success comes from, it's a blessing, really. It's when you've allowed things to come through you. And so when you have that success, it's when you start taking it for granted and changing the way your ego sees it, that's where people begin their downfall and the end. But consistency is about being natural with other people, finding out how they feel. Watching them, watching their behavior.
Yeah.
You learn from people. I know De Niro used to sitting, and I've seen him from where I stopped. I was walking, and I saw him across the street, and he was talking to himself and acting it out in front of the car. And I thought, listen, look at him. So I kind of hid slightly behind the car and watched De Niro act it out the way he would do it. So he stayed grounded. And when I did meet him, I have to say he was shy, but a lovely, thoughtful man. And,
that's wonderful.
Anyway, I'm going to start cooking soon. I've decided I'm going to make my branzino whole fish. I'm going to do it Greek style. And I put it in the oven under the grill after I put olive oil and juice and then some
seducing us.
Yum.
Yes, and listen to that crackle. And then you have a glass of wine I don't mix my drink, so I start with a glass of tequila because at a certain, after 6 o'clock, after I've worked and learned, I'll sit down. I thought, it's always nice to have conversations in a cocktail.
Oh, yes.
So, anyway, did I answer your question?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. And you always do, you always explain, which I love that you don't just leave it with yes or no's or simple answers.
And I
really appreciate that. I do appreciate that very much. And I hope I get to see you again in the future, because it was a pleasure when I got to meet you as well in person. It truly was.
The one of another event, not one on a boat, that wouldn't interest me at all.
They're doing one in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
That I think I'm going to be going to. Yes, they're doing one in Indianapolis in June.
A day's event in Indianapolis?
Yes. They're doing a day's event in Indianapolis in June.
Who's doing it?
Which of the actors? So far, Eric, as always. But they also have Marcy Miller and Jordi Villasuso on the schedule.
Oh.
Oh.
A different one.
Yeah, I get along with all of them.
You should come and have fun.
Well, if they invite me, ask them to invite me.
I will. I'll do that right away. I'll say, hey, spoke to Taylor
tonight. I would have liked to have gone to New Orleans.
Oh, well, that would have been nice.
Yeah, that was a little far, though. And that was a very crowded group of people already.
Yes. Yeah, but a place like that interests me because it has history and its culture, you know, it's got wonderful, in every aspect you can think of, New Orleans has been through it. And yet it survives, and no, it's one of the places in America that I've always said to myself, that's where I'd like to spend some time. So maybe I'll travel there and all that, but anyway, lovely speaking to you, Caroline.
It was lovely.
Thanks, Carolyn, for the wonderful interview.
Oh, you
really enjoyed your interview.
You. It was
very well.
Thank you.
Very well.
All right. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know. I think Dana keeps
Dana's
dropping.
Back.
So
Dana. Oh dear. Dana's gone again. She was in there.
I don't know if it's her phone or what's going on, but yeah, we lost her. Lost her again.
So Teo, you're getting ready to make dinner, huh?
Time for dinner.
Yeah.
Time for dinner.
Yeah. Huh? Be ready.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I'll do that.
Oh. You need to go read that other script. Apparently.
Yeah, you should have read that script. Man, we were trying to get something. We got a little tidbit.
She wants you to call her
there.
Afterwards. She wants to call you after you read that script, or wants you to call her after you read that script.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
She said, call me.
Sounds interesting. Sounds like it's going to be fun. Some
I don't know.
Some
drama for sure, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It looks like Dana hasn't been able to call back. So we should probably let you go so you can have your dinner.
We can let you go. We're done with the callers. Unless there's anything else you'd like to add.
Is anybody around?
I would like to. I think Dana's call dropped again. Darn it. What I was going to mention, though, is I really love seeing Kate and Andre, or as we call them, Condre, on screen together. You guys are really, really delightfully sweeble. I think you could definitely be the Salem power gray couple, you know? So
we need them as head of the Demira family. We need Andre back
as
head of the Demira family with Kate. Knock old Chad out of there.
Nice. Ooh, a little rivalry there, huh?
Little rivalry,
That would be good, you know. The Demiras have always had their power plays with each other. So, anyway, but just wanted to let you know we're really enjoying that. Love seeing you and Lauren Coslow on screen together. And but I know you've got your... don't want to keep you much longer because I know you've got your dinner cooking, but we're really, really glad you were able to spend some time with us tonight, Teo. We always enjoy, we always learn things, and we always feel uplifted and enriched afterwards, so we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, sometimes what's good about it all, the questions and all that, you don't know what you know or what is in your conscious mind until somebody asks you and then you answer it, because otherwise you lock yourself up with all this knowledge and experience and then you don't put it anywhere, so this way you're sharing the experience with people, so it's beneficial experience. It also in a way helps me understand storytelling.
And speaking of that, in Carolyn's interview, you said something that I thought is so true for you. It says, you said the story doesn't come from you, it comes through you. And that's so true. And I've witnessed that by seeing you in journeys and in places when you're up on stage and you're telling those stories. You tell it with such passion and you like engage your audience. It's just like we're right there. And I thought that was, I like that statement. It's so very true of you.
Well, it's not so much the story comes through you. It's the way you work the story. Once you've got it kind of the information you add to it as far as the humanity of the character, I find when it comes through me, it's not coming through my ego. I'm not thinking about importance. I'm not thinking about how am I going to be the steal the scene. You deal with the fact with what is the scene and what are you meant to play and what is the exchange with the other person and how do you have the opposites, because the beginning has to be different at the end. Otherwise, the audience is going to say, well, this is just monotonous. It's the same. So you must give them something else at the end. You must finish it. You must turn it around. You must give it something that they weren't expecting if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's just, you know, this is the way I work. And the more interested in experiences that I have, the longer I work, the longer I live, the longer my humor lives.
Wonderful humor.
Yeah.
Well, I think we could, I would definitely love to see more humor too with Andre. I love whenever he's being
Andre's
spicy
humor.
I just love it. I love it. And Kate and Andre can play off of that very well with each other. I mean, you and Lauren play off of that very well. But yeah, it's just a delight to watch you. Oh, and I also wanted to mention to you that Lisa from Wisconsin, who got to see you in Atlanta, well, she'd met you in Day of Days as well, but she wanted to say hello. She actually was working late because it's tax season and she got really sick and had to go home. So she's under the covers, not feeling well right now, but I told her I would definitely pass on to you her hello and well wishes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, she's a sweet lady.
She really enjoyed spending time with you and really, really, really loves your work and just had a blast at that event with you. So anyway, just wanted to get that in and make sure to mention that to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, enjoy your dinner.
I will. Yeah. I will. And
thanks so much for doing this.
We look forward to seeing you on Days of Our Lives. Take care.
Thank you.
More
on. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you soon, Taya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.